My name is Mark Keys Carter. I am 17 years old.
My name is Samuel Almond. I'm 13 years old. We interviewed Odell Minifield III.
Odell Minifield III on June 14th, 2018.
I'm from Hazelwood, born and raised. I lived here all my life. Growing up in Hazelwood, it was, you know, up and down. There was different schools that were open around here when I was younger. I actually went to Berg Wynn, which is called Propel now. It was cool growing up and seeing everybody that you grew up with go to school, the same school in the neighborhood. And so they closed that down, and then we went to Mifflin or Minideo. It was a little rough in terms of, like, community-wise. We had a lot of different shootings and stuff like that during the summer. It was a little rough at first, and then once we got older, it started to calm down. And, you know, more stuff started to open up, like the bakery and everything like that, how the neighborhood has progressed in terms of getting more peaceful. It's definitely a large change from when I was, you know, younger as a child growing up to now. The only thing I would change is just the negative stigma about Hazelwood. A lot of people, like, bash on it because, you know, of the past or maybe what the buildings and houses look like now. That's the only thing I would really change about Hazelwood. I actually do have a few goals. I'm starting this program called Future Kings. It's in the works with me and my friends. We're trying to get a mentoring program for African-American kids that are maybe disadvantaged in different neighborhoods. Just give them mentors and people that, you know, they didn't have in their lives growing up. So we're trying to start that. My main goal is to go to medical school, become an anesthesiologist, and, you know, just give back to the community and as well as, you know, do what I can to help others in the medical field. From middle school to high school, I've been in a mentoring program myself, Gateway Medical Society. That's how I even got started with, you know, being, you know, hands-on and where I am with medicine to this day. And it was a really good program. It was kind of the same type of dynamic that we want to have for ours. You know, African-American males, there's a disparity. There's a low number of African-American males that are in the medical field. So, you know, they created that program to try to change that and have males that are interested in medicine, interview them in sixth grade and nurture them all the way until they, you know, graduate high school to push them on into medical school. Granted, you don't have to, you know, go to medical school if you don't want to, but my friend Sean came up with the idea of having this mentoring program because in high school we always called ourselves, you know, future kings because we were all motivated to do great and be kings and conquer what we wanted to conquer. So with that mentality, we just came up with the idea, like, why don't we just start a mentoring program? You know, my friend Sean's a journalist major, so he's, you know, been working on the website, getting all the media together. My other friend Terrell, he's been he's an engineer, and he has, like, a few connections with different, like, you know, possible donors to give us some money to get the startup ready. And I'm pretty much kind of like the spokesperson. So, you know, I'll go to different places and talk to different people about our program, get all the mentees together. It's definitely a program in the works. My mentor, my father, they both encouraged me to do more in life. What drew me to anesthesiology was my mentor, Dr. William Simmons, that I met during Gateway Medical Society, my mentoring program. He's an anesthesiologist, and he's a cool dude. Like, he could just do, like, calculations in his head about, you know, doses of medicine of he would give to a person if they were this weight and this height and if they were allergic to this, this, and that. And I just thought it was really cool to think of that on the fly. And it's just, like, the critical thinking aspect of it really drew me to it. It's kind of like a small job, but it's also a big job at the same time because if you do, you know, mess up or give the wrong amount of dosage, somebody can wake up, somebody can not wake up ever again. So it's a really important job. It's behind the scenes, but it's a really important job that has to be done. You know, it can mean life or death for a lot of people. They're probably just as much as important as the surgeon or anybody else in the room. Like, anybody in that operating room is just as important as the next person. So from the nurses that, you know, give all of us the medicine that we need, all the way to the surgeons, everybody's important in the operating room. I applied to different schools, Pitt, University of the Sciences, which is in Philadelphia, Howard, Tuskegee, a few other colleges. But I got the most money from Tuskegee, and it's also HBCU, and I didn't want to be in too much debt or debt at all coming out of undergrad. I ended up going to Tuskegee, which is, you know, one of the best choices I ever made. People are nice. It's nice class sizes, and it's a real good environment to be in. And I met a lot of good people down there. I do have an internship this summer at Pitt, a medical school internship. So what I do there is, you know, take a few classes to learn medicine and then shadow doctors. And there's a whole bunch of other things I do during the summer, different meetings and stuff. So that's what I'm doing this summer. It's not really a job, but it's a job nonetheless. I like the clinical stuff, like being with patients. So I'm going to go to medical school after I get my bachelor's degree from Tuskegee and then go to medical school at Pitt, earn my medical degree, which is called an MD, and become an anesthesiologist. Chase your dreams. Never let anybody tell you you can't do anything, because, you know, the mind is a powerful thing. If you believe that you can do something, then you'll be able to do it. Anything that you put your mind to, you can do it. There's going to be a lot of people that tell you that you can't, but you have to keep going forward and push forward. I promise you'll be successful.